No, just a dizzy spell. It's nothing at all. I saw Kayla Coles today. Everything's fine. Dr. Coles checked me out. I'm good for another 10,000 miles. If I know you, and I do know you, that means a big dizzy spell. Did you pass out again? No, I did not pass out, she said, as if it was the most ridiculous idea she'd ever heard in her life. I'm just an old woman, Alex. I've told you that before, though God knows I don't look or act my age. When I asked Nana to give me Kayla Coles' phone number, though, she outright refused. I had to wait for Damon to get on the line and Nana to get off. Then I told him to go up to my desk and get me Kayla's number from my Rolodex. How she seemed to you? I asked him. You need to take care of her, Day. She seems pretty good, Dad. She wouldn't tell us what happened, but she went out grocery shopping and made dinner tonight. I can't tell if there's anything wrong or not. You know Nana, how she is. She's vacuuming now. She's just showing off. Go vacuum for her. Go ahead now. Help your grandmother. I don't know how to vacuum. Then this is a good time to learn. I finished up with the kids and then called Kayla Coles, but I got her answering service. I tried Samson next and asked if he could swing by the house and check on Nana, who had partly brought him up, too. No problem, he told me. I'll show up hungry tomorrow for breakfast. How's that? Sounds like a win-win to me. Also a very believable excuse for a visit. She'll see right through it. Of course she will. Although you're a very believable hungry person.